I don't know if there is any real demand now for stevedores.
Oh, they exist.
I don't think they even exist anymore. But I know he did that work. You know, the ship would come in and they would have to get the lines tied and get the boat secured and what have you. You know, This is what his function was. In later years, after he couldn't do that type work anymore, he never believed the river from. He just did maintenance works, janitorial work, you know, sweeping and dusting and this type of thing. So
did he love the river?
He loved it, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay, do you know how much education he had?
Formally, I would imagine third, fourth grade. She had whatever was high school at the time she finished.
Whatever that was,
because she did teach at one time.
Oh.
But I don't know. You know, she never did have any formal college training. But I know she had some high school training. But what it was, you know, I don't know. Now both of them read very well.
Both even read well.
Yeah. My grandfather, until he started having trouble with his eyesight, could read. I would read the daily paper. He read all of his business correspondence, you know, all of his papers. He didn't have any problem with that until his eyes started giving him trouble.
Well, that's good to know. And how about when he was religious? By that I mean, really, I'm talking about super.
What do you mean? Were they church-going people?
Well, yes.
There's a big difference between being religious and going to church. You know, that's one of my big hang-ups with them. But yes, they were very at church every Sunday up until the time he died, when he got down sick and he couldn't go. This is when he stopped, but he was there every Sunday, and my grandmother was there up until the Sunday she died, you know, she attended church. I never knew them. They died when my father was very young.
Okay.
So I never knew
them. Anything about them at all that you heard from relatives?
The only thing I know of them is what I read in a family Bible. And that is they were up from up around Jackson, Alabama, which I think is in Clark County. When they migrated here, I don't recall. They died during a yellow fever epidemic. They were both killed during the same time. Maybe if it wasn't yellow fever, it was something that has to do with insect bites and fever. I don't recall what it was. I think it was yellow fever. And they died when my father was very young. And he was brought up by some cousins and some aunts, and they lived out in Crichton.
Now, do you know anything about your ancestry?
Except that I've have read in, like I said, family Bibles, how authentic it is. No, I don't have that much real knowledge of it in terms of doing any type of study of where they came from, where they migrated from, this type of thing. No.
You have no idea which country, which part. Do you have slave stories that the family would tell? Like, I remember my great-grandson.
Yeah.
Picked
cotton
or something.
Yeah. But how authentic those things are, you know, you never can tell.
That's true.
After it's been handed down so many times, you know, what's truth and what's fiction, you know. But I know that on my mother's side, but my grandfather on my mother's side was part Indian.